Sarah Harris has spent 8 years researching Maryland culinary history. She travels the state and sometimes the country to research cookbooks written more than 100 years ago. 4 years ago, she turned her hobby into a blog, Old Line Plate. Harris tells us more about what cookbooks can tell us about our state's history.
Maryland food used to be famous across the Western world. Northern and Southern influences, the abundance of the mountains and the bay, plus the availability of ingredients through the Port of Baltimore, made the state a destination for travelers looking to be wined and dined. At the turn of the 20th century, women produced dozens of cookbooks cashing in on Maryland's culinary reputation. By building a database of nearly 200 Maryland cookbooks and counting, I set out to rediscover some lost traditions. These books can offer a tempting view into the taste of the past, but how much do they really tell us? We have no way to know exactly what some foods used to taste like. Many varieties of fruits and vegetables have vanished. Local mills used to supply most grain. Millers and bakers would create their own blends depending on the purpose. The flour could vary from mill to mill, household to household, year to year. The yeast would come from the air or from a byproduct of beer brewing. The texture of bread could have been wildly different. On top of that, a lot of old recipes are pretty vague. When these recipes were written, it was assumed that cooks would have a good amount of prior knowledge, sometimes involving equipment no longer available today. Recipes for baked goods might list the amounts of ingredients, but then just say, cook in a slow oven, if they even mention cooking it at all. Recipes for raw meat instructed me to stew it until done. Many of the recipes were copied straight from other books and never tested, or they were printed just to show off the author's social status, how much butter and sugar or hired or enslaved help she could afford. Women like Mrs. Charles Gibson or Mrs. Benjamin Chew Howard compiled cookbooks that glamorized the antebellum illusion of abundance and good cheer for all. Recipes often indicated banquet-sized quantities of food that would necessitate a skilled staff of enslaved people to produce. One of Maryland's most longtime famous dishes is Maryland beaten biscuits. From a time before baking powder, they required about 45 minutes of beating air into the dough and folding it. This very famous Southern recipe has represented the epitome of slave labor food to many Northerners. I began to notice how the people who compiled cookbooks in the 19th century, women mostly, could choose recipes to project an image, sophistication, wealth based on the ingredients used, or even thriftiness. Throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was very popular for church groups to put out Maryland cookbooks. Comparing dozens of these books provided insight into the people who compiled them. Often they were very marketing savvy, and they sold ads to local businesses. They incorporated new ingredients, product placement, essentially. We tend to think of the past as very pure and free of commercial influence, but there really is a fine line between a corporate cookbook and a community cookbook. It was a give and take. My illusions of pure and simple historic cooking may have been shattered, but I gained an appreciation for women's roles in developing and promoting culinary technology. When we look to cookbooks as a guide to historic foodways, it's important to read between the recipes. What we find there may offer more than just the flavors of the past. It can be a window into the people and the times that made those meals possible, and our own changing relationships to food and cooking.
See more of Harris's research at oldlineplate.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.